Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. This is Sunday, but this is not a Sunday update. This is a change in format. We are no longer doing Sunday updates because nobody was responding to them. And there's a lesson in that. Don't do something for other people if they don't care that you're doing it. People love the Morning Motivation episodes. I get so much feedback on the regular episodes. The episodes, you know, that take me 4 minutes and that I can do in a batch as I'm sitting down. This is, I don't know, the 27th episode I'm recording in the same sitting. I'm exaggerating slightly. Then I did these Sunday updates. I did 10, 15, 20 minutes and I went in depth and I was sharing my story and I got no feedback at all. I said, why am I doing this? I'm doing it because people like it. I'm doing it because I want to share my story. Really? Because nobody's responding. Oh. Am I doing it myself? Do I like it? Am I having fun? Nah, not really. So there's only two reasons you should be doing something. Because it's good for you or because it's good for someone else. And if it's good for someone else, it still also better be good for you or that better be someone you really care about. Right? Don't do things for strangers you don't care about if it doesn't help you. Ultimately, is it good for you? Does it help you? Or does it help someone who you consider part of you? Your spouse, your kids, your best friend, business partner, something like that. That's what happened with the Sunday update. I realized it wasn't helping me, and it wasn't even helping anyone else. So I got rid of it. So our new Sunday episodes will be just like the other Sunday episodes. With everything in your life, take a moment and say, why am I doing this? And who am I doing it for? And who is benefiting from it? Years ago, I was in a relationship, and I would do things for my girlfriend, and they were things that took me some degree of effort or expense or energy, and I would be upset that she did not appreciate them. Why don't you appreciate these things I'm doing? She didn't care. I was doing things for her that did not matter to her. If you're dating someone who doesn't care about flowers, and you get them flowers, you just wasted your money, your time, your energy, and you're going to get more frustrated. People have different, we're called love languages, different ways that people can do things for them that they will appreciate, that will mean something to them. And if you're doing things in the wrong love language, they don't care. Some people want physical affection. Some people want you to help with the housework and make their lives easier. Some people want those tokens, the gifts and the flowers and whatnot. But if you're doing the wrong thing, they don't care. It doesn't mean anything. And in a good relationship, they'll try to adapt. They'll be like, yeah, these flowers are great. The thought definitely counts for me. But don't do things for people that don't matter for them. And don't do things that don't matter for you. You will probably find, if you look right now, that your calendar is full of things. You probably don't have a lot of downtime. The sort of people listening to this podcast don't have a lot of downtime. The things that you're doing, are they valuable to you? Now, valuable to you could mean making your wife or husband happy. Valuable to you could mean making your clients happy. That's still valuable to you. That pays back. That's feeding into a relationship that cycles back to you. But are you doing things that don't do anything for anyone? Are you running a podcast that nobody listens to? Are you producing content that nobody's reading? Are you doing work for clients that nobody cares about? Are you re-editing your blog post for the 7th time and making sure that last comma is in the right place that nobody is ever going to notice? I almost guarantee, unless you've done a lot of this already, that there is something in your life, in your business, on your calendar, in your day that you are doing that provides very little, if not absolutely no, value. And I would bet there's something you can get rid of that will free up a few minutes or a lot of minutes or even a few hours. There might be an organization that you're part of that you don't get anything out of and you can't contribute to. I find this happens all the time in service organizations that you're there and you've got a set of skills that you can contribute and they don't want that set of skills. Maybe you're really good at marketing and you can promote the heck out of events. But all they want you to do is show up and sit at the table and take tickets. Well, you know what? anyone could do that. There's some group that needs your marketing talents, and you should leave the group that doesn't appreciate it and go find one to volunteer with that does appreciate it. Make sure that whatever you're doing is the highest value use of your time, or at least a non-zero value use of your time. And don't be bitter about it. Don't be like, oh, those stupid sons of bums. They didn't appreciate me. No, they didn't appreciate me. It wasn't the right fit. I'm not upset that I stopped doing the Sunday updates. I'm happy I stopped doing it. It's something that didn't provide value to the listeners, didn't provide value to me, and there's no reason to do it. And now I'm doing something else. And I'm enjoying it, and I'm having fun recording this episode, and I bet you're having fun listening to it. So what's that one thing you can get rid of in your life that'll make it better? Addition by subtraction, they call it. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.